A background briefing investigation has unmasked the true identity behind one of the internet's most shocking right-wing trolls. A young live streamer from Ipswich in Queensland was known to his online fans as Catboy Cammy, and thousands tuned in to his streams. But he ended up a long way from home and ended up mixing with some of the top ranks of the US white power movement. Alex Mann reports, and a warning, this story contains racist themes.
A group of men towered over 17-year-old Daisy and shouted,
USA! USA! USA!
She and her sisters had come to this Trump rally in Phoenix, Arizona, to celebrate Joe Biden's election win.
We actually made our own posters. We just did the Biden, like, logo on it. We had one that said, F*** Trump 2020.
But when a group of young men arrived, what had started out as a celebration quickly turned into something that felt dangerous.
So we're black hair, like, dark features. Like, you can tell that we are Mexican and Hispanic.
The men were live streaming from their mobile phones and shouting racist abuse. At least one of them would later be directly involved in storming the US Capitol building and even enter Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi's office.
Yeah, so they were yelling, go back to Mexico, build that wall, saying also sexist things about women, like women shouldn't vote.
Suddenly, Daisy realized that one of the young men sounded nothing like the others.
The Australian guy, I remember hearing him.
His racism was on another level.
Oh, hi. I'm Catboy Cammy and I hate niggas.
Yo, you're fucking racist. You're racist.
Yes, so what?
He was just totally ruthless, mean, evil. Him and his people were the ones who were insulting us.
Little did Daisy know, but confrontational stunts like these have seen this Australian man embraced by some of the highest profile far-right personalities in the world. In just under 2 years, he's built a global reputation for racist online pranks that target children and minorities.
That's racist!
And with that fame and notoriety, key far-right figures have turned his so-called edgy humour into a propaganda and recruitment tool.
And it's like, because I saw the potential. I saw the obvious potential there.
But exactly who he is and how he ended up in the US has until now been a mystery. Now, an ABC background briefing investigation can reveal his real name, Tor Gustafson Brooks. For the first time, the program has uncovered how he went from making prank videos from a bedroom on the outskirts of Ipswich in southeast Queensland to rubbing shoulders with some of the US's most high-profile white nationalists.
You know, Catboy Cammy's actions have traumatized people. They have targeted children. He's connected to an active white nationalist organizing network that is seeking to push very brutal agenda items and targeting minorities.
Jared Holt's an expert on homegrown extremism and the ways that it's organized online.
I think it is incredibly important whenever we find figures like this to tell a fuller story of who they are, because the way that we can kind of try to deter people from joining on to these bandwagons is by bringing a certain degree of accountability to it.
Tor Brooks grew up around Indooroopilly in Brisbane with his father and brother. In the years following his graduation, his humour became even more offensive and increasingly targeted at children. He made a habit of dressing up in blackface and in an offensive accent, taunting them, then broadcasting their reactions to his avid online followers.
You got some raps for me?
Oh my god.
Officer, I can't breathe!
Hate groups and racists flocked to his content, sharing his videos and posting propaganda and links to their own groups. Sources inside the FBI have confirmed to Background Briefing that Tor Brooks is the subject of a separate investigation. But when asked, the Bureau wouldn't provide any further details. We sent a series of detailed questions to Tor Brooks, but he hasn't responded. Jared Holt says even now that the world knows his real name, we haven't seen the last of Catboy Cammy.
you know, how somebody like Catboy Cammy evolves from this. Where he goes from here is kind of hard for me to conceptualize, but I certainly don't think that he's going away anytime soon.
That was Alex Mann reporting. You can hear Alex's full report on Background Briefing right now on the ABC Listen app or wherever you get your podcasts.